Hello everyone, welcome to Animation Nation. I am your host, Primetime here, and yes, I know it's been a while since I did an episode, but I finally got my PC, everything's all set up. I also got a new mic, which is a HyperX Quad S. Sorry it took so long, I was able to prep up to get the a few adjustments and some accessories and some tweaks just to get my stuff ready, but yep, looks like I'm ready to go. So I just want to bring this, it's just a little update so far on what I've been so far, but I have the amenities to continue the podcast, so that's why I'm really am excited to do this. So I'm still working on the schedules, but I'll let you guys know like later this week or what the days I'm going to do the podcast. So maybe 3 days a week, you never know. But on the side of that, I want to give you guys a special report for this today. I just got this like earlier today, and apparently this is coming from the Japan Times, that the Kyoto Animation arsonist has been sentenced to death, says business to death by the verdict. Yes, apparently a Japanese man was sentenced to death for an arsonist attack on the anime studio, Kyoto Animation Studio, that killed around 36 people back in 2019, said he's accepted the court's verdict, and local media reports said. Shinji Aoba, a 45-year-old convict, on Thursday, over the blaze at the studio of Kyoto Animation, Japan's deadliest crimes in the decade. Apparently on Friday, his defense team, who had entered a plea not guilty, claiming that he had a quote-unquote mental disorder, appealed to the ruling. But a rare interview by the Ashi Shinobu newspaper, apparently the public was published by on Saturday, that the arsonist said that he was quote-unquote, "I seriously accepted the verdict." He told the Daily that he chose to appeal because I would not be able to speak out if I did not continue with the court case. The interview took place a day after he was sentenced as the person who caused the incident. "I tried to speak as much as possible during the court proceedings, but there are a few more things that I want to leave behind as a lesson for others," he quoted by saying. Japan is one of the few developed countries with a capital punishment, and the public support for it is high. Somewhere around December, 107 people were now on death row. Many of those killed in the July 2019 fire were young as at least around 21 years, including a 21-year-old woman. The arsonist broke into the building, spreading gasoline around the floor, lit and shouted out, "Drop dead," according to survivors. Victims were engulfed into flames, and smoke has blinded their eyes. They died in an English death as the studio instantly turned into a hell. Presiding Judge, Judge Masuda said in this ruling, "Immortalizing people is truly cruel and inhumane," according to the judge. The arsonist himself sustained burns around 90% of his body, and he only regained consciousness weeks after the fire and with his ability to speak later still. The arsonist believed that the studio, known by its fest as Kyoto Animation, or Kyoani, stole his ideas, and prosecutors said a claim the company has denied. So I know at least a bit more backgrounds about this arsonist and his claims of theft. So the story goes as this is a bit raunchy, where so the arsonist, I don't want to keep calling him an arsonist, but like he is, but I'll just refer to him as Mr. Aoba, his last name or first name, his Mr. Aoba, claims apparently he entered some type of contest with Q Animation and entered his novel, which apparently got rejected by the studio. Now, he accused of the studio for privileging his ideas. One idea was a concept of a character trying to purchase cheap meat at a market. And he accused one episode of one of what anime it was, where a character struggles to buy cheap meat or cheap product, basically. And so this has gotten various, and I've seen a few street street videos, camera videos of him walking towards gasoline station or story video. He just walked casually and purchased tanks of gasoline, and that's how the evidence so far. That's what's going on right now. Everyone in the animation community seems to be talking as of right now. Ever since this happening, I remember seeing a lot of well-known animation studios around the world, including the West, were able to donate a few donations to the studios, including, I think, Nickelodeon was one of them, Sony was one of them, DreamWorks, and other studios were able to donate during the tragedy. And that was pretty nice. But it's been... You know, the verdict was supposed to keep going, but the pandemic kind of slowed things down for the child to keep going. Also, he was sustained, 90% of his body has been burned, according to the article, as well as a few visual sketch artists. Like, I see a sketch where he's in a wheelchair with a gas, with a, not gas mask, with a mask on. Looks like he's seeing surgery. It's just a sketch, but apparently so, he seems to be sentenced to death, which there are a few other articles were saying that he is he's trying to be plead not guilty, or at least try to revert the verdict, or at least to change the verdict. But even his lawyers are trying to get out of this situation. But for employing this giant massacre on the studio, killing more than at least 30 people, no, you're not going to get off easily. No, it's not even possible. But for me, this seems to be a more enlightened news, to at least with the people and the victims and the family members, loved ones who were affected by this situation over the Kyoto Animation. I remember when this happened, I covered this in the day after it happened, in an episode on it, and the last update I was giving was they were building some type of park or shrine for anyone, or at least the victims, to visit. Anyone who is not associated with the company are not allowed to be in there, and also includes the obviously with foreigners, which understandable if they don't want to visit, but just a pay respects, and that's understandable. It just depends on the victims and their. I saw a video where a YouTuber mentions that even the Japanese government were able to cut taxes to the victims as well as the studio to make things easier for the people who got affected by the situation. That was really nice, as well as giving them a big payout for this situation being going on at the time. So that was really nice that everything was going smoothly, but but the looks of things, and obviously many fans were able to support the studio as much as they can. So, but it's been at least around 4 or 5 years since the incident just happened. But now there seems to be a conclusion with this arsonist who causes a huge blow to the studio. I think the studio moved to a different location, to somewhere else. I don't know what was it, but I know that they're not using the old studio, just renovating to a memorial and a small park. But it's court ruling sentenced to death. I believe that's fair. That's really reasonable to sentence this man to sentence by death for what he caused to those innocent people over there. And all this for just getting angry for believing a concept that you entered being plagiarized and stolen. Well, if that ever happened to me, if I entered a contest, a comic book or a novel or anything else, so the thing has to do with writing. Even if someone copies my idea, like a small hint of it, yeah, I'm gonna get angry. I'm gonna get mad, but not go to the point where burning people alive or just kill someone. I know there's other people who are just more likely to have this sort of tolerance of being more insane, emotionally, or at least mostly insensitive. Well, at least others are tend to be more like hardly have any rational ideas to do so, and that's kind of a dangerous mindset to have, honestly, and just it's very dangerous to see. But you just have to understand that you just think before you have to do something before. Like, you just say to yourself, is this even worth doing so? I mean, just a simple idea of just the character buying a cheap piece of meat from market. Just simple, honestly. And I mean, there's like lots of ideas you could come up with, but just that alone is just, it's just wrong. I would just move on and just find somewhere else, you know. It's there's only just one entry. You could just do multiple entries for different studios or contests just to see if it's well known, but apparently this man took it real personal and went into that kind of length to do so, and it is just wrong, honestly, on all sorts of levels. But yeah, I think that's all I wanted to cover so far. It's just the whole verdict. I thought it was really important. I know there's other news I want to cover, but I think this one is like more important since it affects the animation industry as a whole and with it around the world to see how like this one. Like, I mean, this we never had this in the animation industry, no matter what. In this some sort of incident, this is like the first time it ever happened. I don't remember any. Some type of attack of an animation studio, as far as I remember. I don't think so. I guess you could count the Disney strikes of like during the 1940s, but the only violent thing they did is as one of the employees like try to punch Walt Disney in the face, but that's just something else. But this one's like a big deal, honestly, and it's like the first of its kind, as far as I know. But yeah, he's been given like the death penalty, so to speak. I think there's like more to cover as well. Let's see, like I'm reading an article right now just to make sure, because there's like a lot of information going back and forth. There's also some a lot of updates to see what's going on, basically. But yeah, he was given the death sentence, and there's no way he's going back, so. Yeah. There's another article that says that same news agency, Japan Times, which another one of the six, according to says here, that one of the six one of the six workers while shouting "Go to hell" and set the building on fire with a lighter. The fire engulfed in the building, killing 36 people, leaving 32 injured. Which he carries at least 40 liters of gasoline, after which he entered the studio. One of the survivors testified in the court says that she escaped from the window, and after she was splashed with gasoline, she sustained burns around 94% of her body and had undergone at least 49 surgeries. She commented by saying, "I feel despair whenever I look in the mirror. It is grueling to live with this body." In the December session, he apologized to the victims and their family and said that he should atone for what he had done through the death penalty. He also said that in September that he didn't think so many people would have died. Prosecutors also revealed that during the 22 trial sessions that a month ago before the 2019 incident, the arsonist had plotted a mass stabbing spree at the Omae Station in Saitama Prefecture, but that he decided against it at the last minute. Before the ruling handed it down, the judge asked the arsonist, who was in a wheelchair and wearing a blue tracksuit, if he had anything to say, which he replied, "No, I don't." President of the Kyoto Animation, President Hidekai Hara, said that in the statement afterwards that although he thought the ruling was appropriate, his feelings of frustration remained strong. Nevertheless, Hara said that he hopes to continue making anime at the Kyoto Animation Studio so that the works of the victims will be passed on into the future. Yeah, he never. Yeah, he feels so bad for the woman who has to go through life with all the scars. But hopefully, she's like, you know, just start doing life so far and what she witnessed. But I can see a lot of pictures of the many other people gathering in the district court as well as Taylor Tate ruling to see what's going on with the arsonist's trial. But so far. So far, it seems like he sees the people in favor that this man should be in the death sentence. So, but yeah, that's the news so far. Hopefully, let's recover somewhere again. Again, receiving some of the victims who have been like, affected to this situation happening, and hopefully, this stuff has been resolved. At least a wound. Hopefully, it won't be open ever again. At least, and I'm just curious to see how the park and memorial has been doing so far. If it's finished, if it's still going under construction, which is very, very interesting to know, and haven't got any updates from that. So I'll make sure to see if there's any more updates on the Q animation park structure and their memorial stuff going on. But overall, that's all what I have so far for today. Again, still working on the new schedule. Around this week, probably like 3 days a week, I don't know. It depends how it's going on. You never know, honestly. I'll give you guys an update so far on this week, but that's what I want to cover so far. So, yeah. But yeah, this is Animation Nation, your host, Prime Time here. Please, guys, follow or subscribe to our podcast. Any notifications you guys have so far? Everything's been good. So, still getting used to the whole PC sort of stuff, but. It's just one step at a time so far. But yeah, have a wonderful day, everyone, and stay safe. Goodbye.